Storm Lake Community School District School Spotlight. The AD, Ty Seaman, is our guest today. And Ty, first of all, you wanted to do a wrap of the winter sports seasons.
Yeah, Ryan, we are getting ready. We've kind of been in the process here for a week or so of getting moved over to the spring, but we want to mention kind of the wrap-up of the winter seasons. Athletic-wise, we had, you know, some exciting winter seasons with the boys' basketball team competing for that, you know, the Lakes Conference kind of all the way down the stretch. The girls having considerable more success and winning some games and playing teams close, and the wrestling team also finishing second in the conference at the tournament and having a 19-5 record. So it was a fun year for those teams we have on site all the time. The boys swim team also had some success. They didn't move anybody out of state, but they set several personal records at that district competition for Dodge to end their year.
Mm-hmm. And anything else that we need to give a shout out to?
Yeah, besides the athletic teams, we've had, you know, all kinds of things going on in the school with our other fine arts programs as part of our activities program. Our speech teams have done really well this season. The large group speech had their state contest already and had several events compete at the All-State Festival in Ames. And the individual speech teams have been going at it here the last month or so, and they are wrapping up their season with some individuals also moving on to the state competition and hopefully to get on to that all-state level. Our jazz band has been competing and has qualified once again for the state jazz competition coming up later this spring here. So we have seen a lot of success from them. They're doing quite well. And we have a new kind of a new program this year with our choir. We have a jazz choir that's for the first time ever is competing kind of on the same levels as the jazz band, and they had their first competition up in Emmitsburg here a week or so ago and finished second in that competition. So they are kind of moving into some uncharted waters with the jazz choir. We also have DECA Club that competes as part of their curriculum, still kind of a little bit outside the classroom, and they had two individuals that were out of several that competed at the state competition that qualified for the nationals and will travel, I believe, to Anaheim, California later this year to compete in the national DECA competition.
And now that we've sprung ahead, time to really start thinking about spring sports.
Yep, they are right around the corner. In fact, our track teams have been practicing for a couple weeks. They compete next week, March 14th and 17th at BVU in a Lakes Conference indoor, and then BV has an invite later in the week, so they're going to get their first taste of competition. They've been training hard amongst many conflicts. You know, we still kind of had basketball going on when they started practicing, and we've got a lot of music contests and stuff that are going on, but they're finally getting everybody rounded up and starting to get some quality practice. So they're up and running, and then starting next week, the first practices will begin on Monday the 13th for boys soccer team, boys and girls golf, boys and girls tennis. So we're hoping for some nice weather so we can get outside and practice with those teams. And then the girls soccer team will start up the following Monday with their first practice. And right now it's looking like we're going to have, you know, in the neighborhood of 100 girls competing this spring and over 100, close to 120 guys competing this spring. So that is a good share of our students.
Very good, Ty Seaman. Thank you, and good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Storm Lake Community School District School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.